Amen. Yeah, I'm on. Amen. Well, I want to welcome everyone here that's on our Wednesday night roundtable discussion. And I'm here with Pastor Sam to my right and Pastor Tim to my left. And I feel kind of excited about tonight and what we're going to be talking about, because in order for us to move forward in building the house so that the presence of God can dwell with us, we really have to begin to narrow down the importance of how wicked the soul is, because we want to go into powers and principalities, but we can't go to those levels until we fully understand the wickedness of this world, the wickedness of the soul, the wickedness of what's driving us, and the wickedness of how it creates our thought patterns as if there's no way out. And the world itself is a big cause of it. And that's why it's important to have the presence of God dwell with you, build a house that he can dwell, this power of, I would say, deliverance can dwell with us, because it renews our thoughts and it gives us a way out. The thought patterns of the soul doesn't allow us to have a way out. And Pastor Tim was talking about earlier where he knew a gentleman, and I'll let him share about this story himself, but just to give you some insight of where we're going is the pressures. The pressures of the world, the pressures of life, the pressures that are all around us. And there's probably not one person that isn't conformed with pressure. Right. You have peer pressure, you have pressure from
yourself, job.
Yep. You have pressure with life in itself, just trying to support the livelihood that you want. There's just so much pressure. How many people just here tonight can relate to pressure of life? And you can't run from it. You can't hide from it. You can't get away from it. And that's why it's so important to listen to what we have to say, because we're building a safe haven to relieve the pressure. And the only way to relieve this pressure is taking the truth that we have, to take the understanding that we have, take the reality of the supernatural that we have, because the supernatural, the bad supernatural, is involved in the wickedness of the soul that is perverting our thoughts and troubling our heart and allowing this outward force of pressure to destroy us. But having a place built with the presence of God develops a truth and gives you a way out to relieve the pressure, even though that pressure won't stop. That pressure will always be there, compounding you, no matter what you do, what you say, where you go, it's always going to be there. But by this truth and understanding the wickedness, the powers, the principalities of both sides, good and bad, you're able to conform to relieve this pressure. So with that being said, we're going to talk more about it in a three-way conversation, but I just wanted to give a little bit of a lowdown of what we're going to be sharing tonight. And I'm going to let Tim start off first by just sharing the story about that young guy.
You know, this world is a pressure cooker, you know, and God even said that he was no longer going to send a flood, but he was going to send fire on the earth. And fire is really pressure. It's the pressures of this world. Well, there was this famous athlete yesterday. He was a college student, 21 years old, went to Washington State, was a very good quarterback, played in the bowl game, basically had the world, had everything at his palm of his hand. And yesterday, police and his teammates found him dead in his apartment, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He was supposed to be at practice, didn't show up. found him laying in the bathroom with a note with the shotgun pointed at his head, and he blew his head off. And it just goes to show you how we've been talking about the soul and how deceptive it is, and how it makes you believe in this negative thought pattern that we've been talking about for so long. And you know, another name for the soul, I call it mental illness. You know, that because it lies to you. It's constantly lying and negative, and you form a relationship with it where you believe the lies and you believe how warped everything is. And like Pastor Jim was saying earlier, the pressures of life start to just mount upon this mental illness that people develop. And there's no way out of it except this gospel that we're preaching. And that's why this message that we're speaking has to get out to every single person in this world, so that they have a way to be saved. Because I tell you what, there's people out there that are taking their life every single day because they keep succumbing to the pressures of life.
Yeah.
And there's no way out of it. And look, even with this truth, you're still going to have pressures of life. But this will give you a peace and a comfort and a joy that you can stand through those pressures and not be scorned by it or be hurt by it.
Yeah, you can actually escape.
You can escape from
it. You can escape from the pressures.
Yep.
And I like what you said, Pastor Tim, because you can be saved with this truth.
Yeah, you can.
And I want to elaborate on that, because a lot of individuals think the salvation of a soul or something is believing some kind of doctrinal, you know, story out there. And the reality is, salvation is being delivered from the wickedness, being delivered from this lying power that is over us, that when these pressures of the world come on us, we don't get angry, we don't... escalate in our emotions. And let's say we take our anger out. Pastor Sam and I, we were talking about anger, and one of the things that tend to happen is when you have this pressure on you, you tend to get angry. Well, here's an example. You take it out and you beat your kid, or you beat your wife or whatever, or you beat your husband if you're a woman, or you beat your kid, you know, whatever it might be. You express this anger, and then guilt comes on, and shame comes on. And that tends to put us further down the pit, like, oh, man, I'm not a good person. You know, why am I even living anymore? I'm just not a good person. And they feel bad about themselves because they develop this abuse.
Yep.
And then more pressure comes on them, and then they take the abuse again. And so on, and it escalates until the point where they run away. And he mentioned about running away to the streets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homeless out there that just run away. They just run, and they
used to be millionaires.
But yeah, they used to have lots of money. Listen, there are some really good people out there that have a potential of being something. But because of the powers of wickedness, we're all born in it. We can't escape it other than knowing the truth. We can't escape the pressures of the world. We can't escape this force, this power, unless we had someone there to comfort us, unless we had someone there to say, it's going to be okay. You know, that does help. Don't get me wrong. There's outside influences from loved ones and stuff like that, but even that grows cold.
It'll only last for a bleak moment.
You know, exactly right, and you'll never know.
Not changing the way you think is the problem.
Even in this truth, you're going to get influenced sometimes. You find yourself throughout the day, it's like, wait a minute, I'm starting to go in this diversion from the soul in your mind, and you're thinking a negative way, and you're thinking to the patterns of this world, and you're like, without this truth, you wouldn't even know you're thinking that way. But with this truth, you start to see it, and you start to grab hold of it and say, wait a minute, I need to divert from the way I'm thinking. Because this truth gives you a foundation to get out of it on a daily basis. Because I'm telling you what, you're going to face it on a daily basis. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you think you're a master meditator or whatever you want to call yourself. but
or vegan
or vegan or whatever you
eat more vegetables.
You're gonna face these patterns in your mind on a daily basis, and everybody does. It's just a matter of, can you come to grip with it? Can you see it and catch it, and then have the truth pull you out of it?
Yeah.
It's really what it comes down to, because if not, you're going to be swirled in it, and all of a sudden, one day goes by, 2 days goes by, 3 days, and you're stuck in it. It's a pattern.
Shotgun.
Exactly.
I'll put it this way. The soul, his whole job, is to make you look outside. The spirit's whole job is to make you look at yourself and figure out why you have no peace, why you have no joy, and try to apply truth to that lack of truth that's causing you to have fear, worry, and anxiety. But the soul wants to blame everything external. It's your wife's fault. It's your job's fault. It's the car's fault. It's your kid's fault. It's your fault. It's everything external. And it tries to use external devices to heal you by alcohol, drugs. Everything's external. It's an external view.
But or a vacation,
whatever.
Spend some money.
it actually dupes you into thinking that you can satisfy your lack of peace from the world. And that's where the lie is, because until you change the way you think, until you apply the truth to where you're not applying truth, the lack of truth is causing the fear. Lack of truth is causing the worry. Lack of truth is causing anxiety. Until you find the truth, until you find that missing link, you're never going to have peace. You'll never have it. You'll look to the outside, but you'll never find it.
Well, that's what is meant as when people say you're lost.
Yep.
That's exactly what it means. And so we're all lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're all lost. And why we're lost is because we don't understand the supernatural.
That's right. There are laws.
We are too carnally minded, and we're looking too carnally. And the problem is we're not looking supernatural. Yeah, we're not looking spiritual. We're not looking at it. And I don't blame anyone, because to look at the supernatural takes faith. You got to believe that there's a power and a force
at work
beyond us. Yeah. And we have to also realize that we were born in a force that is supernatural but natural. It's actually you.
Yes, that's right.
And the supernatural is the wickedness of you.
Correct.
But you're a good person. I'm a good person, you're a good person, you're a good person, but we all fall short of the supernatural when pressures of the world come on us. Listen, I'm no saint. I lose my peace, and I sometimes lose my temper because things might be, or I might get troubled, and I may worry because of certain circumstances that are arising, but it was really bad before I knew the truth.
Yeah, correct.
Now I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved because I know the supernatural.
You can stand on that truth too.
Because I know the supernatural, I was able to, first of all, see the pressures as they were coming on me.
Exactly.
Recognizing these things, saying, "Whoa, I'm getting worried." Worried for what?
Yeah.
I'm making accusations, and I'm dwelling on imaginations. And I don't even know what tomorrow's going to bring. And here I'm already getting upset to the point where I'm getting sick and I'm losing sleep. Yeah. Something's wrong.
It's like we go on these rabbit trails.
But now I'm saved.
Right.
See, this is what salvation is.
Yep.
Not believing some religious doctrine out there. Right. Salvation is understanding the supernatural and grabbing hold of there's a life and a world beyond the life in the world that we live. That we live in, and that these forces and powers are working against us, and there's a force and a power that can work for us. But the power that works for us only happens when you understand and you can cry out for that power and that force. If we don't, and come to that place of keeping arrogance, keeping pride, the door will never open for our minds to be able to see the good powers.
Yep.
We'll be consumed and stuck, short-sighted to even blindness, and only see, not even see the supernatural powers that are destroying us.
You're seeing the carnality of things.
You're seeing carnality.
And like Pastor Sam said, your
start to look outwardly and blame people, blame circumstances, blame your job, blame whatever, but you're not looking internally.
That's the whole key.
Yep.
Spirit looks within.
Yep.
Soul looks outside.
Correct.
That's the difference between. That's how we live. We live inward. Always trying to find the truth of why we're thinking the way we're thinking. Repentance means this: changing of thought that reflects in a changing of behavior. That's what repentance means. So, yeah. We're saying, why do we keep doing what we don't want to do? Why do we keep saying we don't want to say? Because we're not changing our behavior. We're not changing our thinking. Our thinking is still messed up to where it's always thinking fear. It's always thinking worry. It's always thinking anxiety based on outward things, not looking within, you know?
Now, I do want to say to our listeners that it's okay to worry. You have every right to worry. It's okay to fear. You have every right to fear. But to dwell on them.
Yep. Be angry, but sin not itself.
Exactly right. And to sin is to dwell on it.
Be offended.
We have to give them up. We have to give these pressures away. We have to let them go. We have to let things go. And who do we give them to? The higher power. The higher power. Or our creator. To say that there is no God, it would be foolish. Because the God that I know is what really saved me. If I didn't have God, he would have never saved me. Before these things took place.
And he saved you by grace, because he's giving you this knowledge to overcome this soul, to overcome the pressures of life.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the knowledge, you'd be still in it.
Right.
Stuck in it.
and the knowledge came supernatural.
Correct. That's right. Correct.
See, it all started, and I'm going to give my testimony. I was sick and tired. I was sick. I had everything. I was like that guy, ready to go, poof, you know, because the pressures were just so much on me, all alone. Even though that there were people around me, all alone.
Yep.
Just so much. But I thank God, because that broken, contrite heart was crying. And, you know, maybe I cried out to God, maybe I didn't. All I know is he touched me. And supernaturally, the rest, I can share later my testimony, but for time, an awareness of the supernatural came on me to the point where it's life. Yeah. And that life has set me free. And just like it set you free, and it just set you free. And we want to talk to those out there that are feeling the same way we felt. Listen, it got as bad as taking that bullet, done the drugs at a very early age, took them from easy drugs to hard drugs, went from thoughts of suicide to maybe even thinking about suicide, cried out to everyone, and it seemed like they said, get over it, or you'll be okay, you know, change your career, change this, change that, or what have you. But no one understood. No matter who I talked to, no one could understand. No one could see what was going on inside me. And I'm sure that's the same way as everybody else that's listening out there. No matter who you talk to, they're not going to understand what you're going through. No one. Not even counselors that you go see. They're just paid to hear you by the hour. Okay, your time's up. Yeah. Thank you very much. Call me next week.
Correct.
Well, the other thing, too, is there's a lot of people out there that put on the facade. On the outside, you think everything's, they got it going on. They have everything. They're at peace. But on the inside, they're complete death.
Well, you know, it starts like that. It starts like that because, first of all, we all go through stuff, and I guess it's our nature not to look weak.
Right. Correct.
It's our nature not to like share our problems.
Yeah.
And if we do share our problems, we're just whining.
Or we look weak.
Like yeah, or said. We look
That's
weak.
True. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, until it compounds.
And then you're judged by other people.
Yeah.
You see other people being successful. You see other people doing things, and you don't want to be, you know, you don't want to be the black sheep or the guy, you know, hanging in there. You want to see, you know, you want to be seen as.
You want to make people look proud of you.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Exactly. You want to impress your parents or your loved ones or your
friends
or what have you. And you just don't want to, you know, reveal, you know, the pain that is happening. And, you know, I'm just looking at my own life and looking back. And then the pressures got so bad that I began to voice. But I only went to those who I thought I could trust. Those that I thought could possibly help me. You know, I go to my father, maybe looking for some wisdom, you know, maybe, you know, he's been there, done that. Maybe he's got some insight of what's going on with me, you know. Never really sought out mental health because I was more concerned about being intoxicated with, you know, opioids or, you know, mind-altering drugs of some sort or another. Here, take a couple of Valiums, you'll feel like. I already took that when I was younger. I didn't need to have a physician write me a note about them. I know what it does to you. So I didn't have to, like, you know, it didn't help. I already was there.
Right.
You know, so I, you know, there was a point where I didn't think there was any wellness to my sickness. And I thought that I was just going to, you know, I either can end it now and stop the pain, you know?
Yeah.
And that's really basically where it was headed.
Yeah, but remember this.
Until, you know, my life was changed.
You, where you were looking, you had no help because you didn't know where to look. You were looking at the outside trying to fix your pain and it wasn't working. You know, that's the whole difference. And you know.
Yeah, I was looking to people who I thought I could trust, who I loved, you know, I was, you know. I even went and Shelly can back this up. I even went to the church.
Yeah.
I even went to the church for help, and I got turned down by how many? Four different churches, four different denominations. They didn't know what to do with me. They didn't know how to help me.
Yep.
And these weren't like weak churches, so to say. They were supposed to be, you know, churches that knew.
Supposed to.
Yeah. And no one was able to help me. Nobody. That was pretty sad. That was sad. But through the grace of God, He helped me supernaturally.
He sent me and Tim to you.
Supernaturally.
But it's true that supernaturally He gives you the knowledge.
Yep.
Yeah. And but you had a broken and contrite heart.
Yeah.
And you were asking God, please help me.
Yep.
And that's when it came.
Yep. Supernaturally. You know, whether out of the body, in the body, we don't know. But it was supernatural. And we're here today now. Maybe one day this book will come. I've been wanting to write it for a long time. Maybe it's not meant to be. Who knows? Maybe it'll come out at the due right hour. But at the same time, it's supernatural. And I'm very grateful for the knowledge. Just like if you look at the Bible and you see the Apostle Paul.
Yeah.
He was persecuting the Christians. And then all of a sudden, one day, grace came upon him. And boom, his life was changed. And then supernaturally, he understood and basically wrote the rest of the New Testament. So, moving forward, God wants to build a tabernacle and dwell with us, and that presence can always be delivering us and setting us free. But to have a clear knowledge of why we need this tabernacle is so important, and that's why we're sharing what we're sharing tonight, because the powers and principalities, we can't even talk about the powers and principalities yet. We have to really elaborate on the wickedness of this soul that has altered our mind, who has caused us to think a certain way that basically says to us a lie all the time.
Well, th-
this is where people, and we're speaking to everybody out there, has to be honest within themselves and say, you know what? What you're saying tonight, I agree with. I'm going through it.
If they agree with us tonight,
yeah.
We can move forward with that person.
Correct.
That person will be delivered and set free if they agree
if
with
they
what.
Agree with it.
But if they, say, you know, I've been to the church, or I've been to yoga, I've been to, you know,
psychiatry, and
nothing really helps, or I'm okay, and I'm not in that much pain to have those thoughts, so I really don't need this
right now. You're lying to yourself. You're lying. You're letting the soul lie to you and convince you that you don't need help. That's the truth right there, because it's trying to kill you by deceiving you. It's deceptive. It's very deceptive.
You know, this message may only be for those that are really sick, in the sense, because there are some people out there that are sick that can endure their sickness.
Yep.
And I truly believe that those individuals may not be called.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because Jesus himself even said, I came for the sick, not for the well.
Yeah.
People that think that they're okay and they got it going on and they're really sick, he didn't come for them.
And it may not be their time.
It may not be their time.
Yeah.
You know?
Or may not be at all. See, the supernatural is very interesting in the sense that you can either be called for the eternal life, or you may not be called for the eternal life.
True.
You don't know. You see where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Now, if you look back at your life, my life, and your life, we all reached that sick point that brought us to this place. How many do you know that won't receive that gospel? How many family members and loved ones that you have in your life and in your life, and I know for myself, just tend to reject what you got to say.
You know what they said? They said, well, you went to rock bottom. You went to rock bottom, and it never happened to me, so you had to go to rock bottom, then you found something, you just went to rock bottom. You know, that's what they think. They think that you had a circumstance where you went to the bottom, and that's where you found this supposed thing. That's what they said. That's what they said to me.
And that could possibly
that's
how, be.
That's what they think.
So, you know what? We're only talking to the rock bottom people.
That's it.
Well, the other thing too is,
because maybe we're not called to everyone.
When you share this truth with people, especially in your family, they see you as a piece of crap, maybe because you hit rock bottom. And you don't have any honor with them because they put themselves above you. So they can't receive the words. Like Jesus even said, I had no honor in my hometown because they saw me in a different light. They didn't see me with this grace and this knowledge. They saw me in the carnal. It's the same thing. If I go to my family members and I'm talking to them about this truth, a lot of times they're not going to want to receive it because they say, oh, Tim, he's younger than me, or you know what, he hasn't achieved anything in his life, or whatever have you. They make excuses for it. And that's the God's honest truth. There's a lot of people out there that might feel the same way. You don't have honor in your family. You don't.
And it's also like
it's truth.
It's also like he said, where he said that people are just, they're okay with their sickness.
Yeah.
They cope with it this long.
My family members are all medicated. They're all on Percocets. And they think they're happy. And they eat them every day. And then they come at you and talk to you. But where's the fruit in their life? You know, they're so used to living this zombie life that they accepted it. And they've accepted it, and they're okay, because the only thing is that there's not any other avenue. There's no avenue, but this is life. This is my life. Might as well just suck it up and just draw through life every day. Get home, and you know that's life. So just shut up and deal with it. That's how they think.
You see, a lot of people in the world, and we're talking to everybody, they want to get through life the easy way. What's the easiest way every day that I can get through life without being feeling the pressures of life, without having to be responsible, without having to do this, and that's why they turn to drugs.
I'm gonna go back to what you said.
Yeah.
It might not be that it went easy. They just accepted the crap. They accepted what their life. They accepted it, and they think this is it. And they're just just going through life, just going through the motions.
Well, I agree with you on that, and I also know people that want the easy life.
How
can I get through this day without feeling the pressures? Without having to go through circumstances or hardship?
They're the entitled ones.
Yeah.
I don't think they're even worthy of, you know, you owe me. Yeah. I'm owed. State government owes me. They owe me.
So, what do you do?
Keep speaking the truth.
What do you do? You know, you look at the prophets of the old.
Yeah.
And let's take Jesus for an example. That prophet, Jesus, he said, I'm only called to the Jews. I'm not called to the Gentiles right now. So he was only called to a certain group. You know, maybe God knocks on our doors. He's a jealous God. We know this. He won't have any other gods before him. He grabs you and enlightens you with the supernatural. He didn't grab your family members or what have you. He didn't grab your family members, you know. He just grabbed you.
And you're called, fewer chosen.
Yeah, many are called, fewer chosen. And so we're chosen.
Yep.
Maybe we're chosen to an eternal realm, and this message is for those who are called to an eternal realm.
Exactly.
And not everyone is going to hear our voice.
Nope.
And you can't fret about it. You can't get disappointed when somebody doesn't receive
That's
it.
That's the key right there. You know? You don't worry about it.
You can't worry about it.
Yeah, so we want to talk to those that have an ear to hear. And be serious if we're like sparking your inners and you feel a little excited about what we're saying and you're like, wow, that's me and I want what you got, then I would say that God is knocking on your door.
Yep.
Because you're a chosen one. You're chosen to this eternal realm that we're talking about. Those that are like, you know, I don't really need God, or I don't really need to know about the supernatural, or I don't want to be bothered with this, and I can get through life right now. Maybe it's not your time, because I felt that way when I was in my 20s.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
I probably would have felt like that when I was in my 30s. Maybe even in my 40s.
Right.
Maybe even in my 50s, which I am now today. But that wasn't the case, because when I was in my 30s, early 30s, that's when my calling came.
Right.
Maybe you're young right now and your calling isn't here.
Yeah, the conviction's not there.
Don't throw it away, you know?
Yes.
When you start feeling this way, catch it, you see? Maybe right now you're feeling this way. Catch it now before it goes away. Or maybe your time isn't until later. But
when you can get it, you better get it.
Yeah, when you can get it, you better get it.
It ain't coming around twice.
When the door's knocking, you better open up your heart and let it in.
Yeah.
Because I believe this word is knocking at the hearts or the doors of those that went through what we went through.
Right.
Now, there are a lot of people that may have reached our point. And then they went to these organizations like Alcohol Anonymous, or because they were an alcoholic or drugs, you know, or whatever it is. And they might have found temporary relief. But they're relying on those groups.
Correct.
Artificial.
When you don't really need them, you can stand on your own.
They're licking your wounds. Your wounds aren't healing. Your wounds are being licked through emotion.
You know what I love when they tell you, once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic.
Yep.
Once a drug addict, always.
25 years sober, but I'm still an alcoholic.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
They get up
that,
and they
man.
Say, "I'm Dave. I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah.
I'm 285 days sober."
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Denial.
No, sir, you're an alcoholic still.
But that's what happens. It seems like they want you to stay in that state.
Right.
So that it keeps you coming.
To the meetings.
That, and they think that, well, if you keep believing that, then you'll have that fear to not go back to it again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a reverse psychology type thing. And it's like, wait a minute. if you're free because you haven't had a drink in 25 years, you're free.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know?
Our message and what we're trying to achieve here is to give you what we have. And that is a peace that surpasses understanding. I'm so full of joy and so happy, and it surpasses my understanding because there's no reason for me to be full of joy and happiness because of the pressures that are on me and because of the circumstances around me. There's no reason.
Right.
But I'm filled with joy.
Yep.
I'm filled with peace. I'm filled with happiness. This is the river that we want to bring you to.
Right.
It's all about the inside feelings of joy, peace, and happiness through the storms that we're walking in.
Yep.
And that's really what it's all about. If you're going through storms, or if you got storms around you, and then you got these things inside you, you need to hear us.
Yeah.
I got storms all around me, but I got sunshine.
Right.
I got sunshine.
You got hope. You got life.
I got sunshine inside of me that is just shining away. And it's never gloomy. It's always sunny. And this is life. This is the real life that we all should be having in ourselves, no matter what we do.
What you said was so vital when you just said that you have to find that peace and joy inside you.
Mm-hmm.
That's eternal.
That's eternal.
That's where the kingdom of God is.
People keep looking on the outside and through every means possible.
Yeah.
Drugs, alcohol, womanizing.
Vacations,
money. Anger.
But it never fulfills the inside.
No, it never fulfills
the inside.
It's a temporary feeding of the soul that brings you right back to it again. It's not only internal is the true peace and joy.
It's
and,
like, okay, you go to a huge soccer event for 3 hours, and your team won.
Woohoo!
You're excited. Then you go back to reality. You get out of the stadium. You're back in your car. This drive sucks.
I gotta go home.
You know what I mean? So you're back into reality again. That's what we're talking about.
And it never goes away.
Yeah, you're constantly going in and out of reality. You're constantly being tossed to and from every wind of doctrine with every imagination, and that's what drives you. You're clear in your imagination. You never have any rest. Your mind never is at rest.
Never.
No. With this truth, with the knowledge that we have, that we want to give, allows you to look at your circumstances and make good things.
Yep.
Bring good things into your circumstances.
Yep.
To turn all things around for the good.
Yeah.
To make the good out of the bad. See, life is what you make it. And you can make... What's that saying? You can have a bunch of lemons, and what do? You turn around and make lemonade, right? Rather than just...
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
Right. Exactly right. When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade.
You make lemonade.
But you can only do it when you understand the supernatural.
Correct.
And this is the moral of this message. We need to understand the supernatural. We have the knowledge of the supernatural. You want to call us prophets, you want to call us apostles, you want to call us witches and warlocks, you call us anything you want. Soothsayers.
We'll be your Huckleberry.
Astrologists. We know the supernatural. And to know the supernatural is probably the greatest gift that anyone could have.
Yeah, because it gives you weapons to fight.
It gives you weapons.
You finally have the supernatural is basically truth. It's truth. It's truth to battle the lies that are causing you to go down this road of misery. And that's what it is. It's an internal looking at yourself, seeing why I'm thinking the way I'm thinking. Don't look and blame me. Don't. I'm not blaming Tim. I'm saying why am I mad at Tim for what? Where's the root?
Right.
Where's the root of why I'm angry at him?
And then I look at it.
You look at it internally.
And I look internally, and I change the way I'm thinking. I apply the truth that comes from the messages we have here. All our messages are biblical. All our messages are biblical.
Or rather than, yeah, you can look inside you, and you can even think there's something wrong with you. But how about just laying it down?
Yeah, that's reflecting in. That's reflecting.
You see what I mean?
You have to reflect inward first, and then you see where you're going to lay down. Otherwise, you don't lay down.
Recognize that you have anger.
Yeah, and then lay it down.
And lay it down. Yeah. But not even coming to the point of saying you have an issue.
Yeah.
Maybe you do have an issue, but forget about the issue.
Exactly right.
Just lay it down.
Yeah. What you're doing, you're taking blame for your actions.
Yep.
You're not blaming anyone else anymore. You're saying, listen, I'm deciding to do this. I'm deciding to be this way. Based on my facts.
Yeah.
And if I don't allow truth to come in, then I can't decide it. I'm stuck.
God's given you all power to lay it down. That's what he wants you to do. He's given us all power to lay things down.
You
can no longer say, I can't control it. No, you have the power. We all have power to lay things down.
It's called free will. It's called choice. You choose.
Yep.
But this grace only comes through the supernatural.
Correct.
You can't have it.
You know what I mean? You need to listen. You need to be under this ministry to hear this truth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to get it. I listen to millions of churches out there. I listen to them all the time, trying to find someone, trying to find something that's on the same page as this ministry, and I can't find it anywhere. I'm always looking, always trying to find it, and it's always dealing with the external. No one's saying, look within. No one's saying, try to find what's wrong. It's, they're not doing that. They're saying, it's all external. There's nothing on the internal.
Well, not only that, but they don't even know what the grace is. They're assuming the grace is just believing that in Jesus Christ.
That's the whole thing.
Right. And they're saying, just accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
Yep.
And you'll be saved.
That's what they believe.
Instead of receiving the supernatural, receiving the knowledge of God, receiving the truth, and applying the truth.
That's right.
To set you free.
Yep.
They're not teaching this. They're not discussing this.
They're not bringing the supernatural.
They're not bringing the supernatural.
They're bringing the natural.
Correct.
I actually heard a person.
Bingo.
I actually heard a minister today say this exact words today. He said, before you can know God, you have to learn what a wicked sinner you are. Exact words. Before you can know, you have to realize what a wicked sinner you are. We have to start with sin. And then once you realize what a sick, wicked sinner you are, we can move on to God. He said those exact words. And I was like, are you kidding me? Those people are all doomed.
Well, I'll give him some credit because you have to know the supernatural wickedness of the soul.
Yes.
But they're not saying that.
No, they're not.
No, they're not even.
They're condemning.
He's talking about the carnal sin
I drink.
You
do I
this.
Smoke.
Yeah.
I cheated on God.
You masturbate.
It might be.
So that's what they're focused on.
So they're looking at the natural so-called bad things.
Correct. Yep.
Where we say, because of the supernatural truth.
It's all you're thinking.
Yes.
No,
thinking.
We say, because of the supernatural truth, there is no good, there is no bad.
Right.
There is no right, and there is no wrong.
It just is.
It just is.
Yep.
Just like gambling. Is gambling a problem? No. Is gambling all your money and you can't pay your mortgage? Yes. Is having a drink bad?
No.
But is there
20
so
beers and you can't
fall on your face?
And then you get in a car and you kill somebody?
Yeah.
Yes, that's bad. You see? So we really,
degrees.
Yes, we need to know the truth so the truth can set us free.
Correct.
I want to live in the world, but I don't want to be of the world.
Right.
I want to be able to have the pleasures of the world, but yet I don't want to be condemned of the world. And say, I can't have anything.
Right.
Yep.
You see? I want to be able to be who I am.
And
enjoy who I am.
Because I know a lot of people that are Christian or they're in religion that do all these do's and don'ts and they got a miserable life.
They're not happy.
Because they're not happy. They're following some laws.
Because they have no conviction. There's no relationship with God where he convicts us and teaches us to walk through conviction.
And they don't know the supernatural.
Correct. At all. Correct.
See, to know the supernatural is even to know the conviction.
Yeah, they have
because the conviction is the voice of the supernatural.
Correct.
Well, they'll take conviction as guilt, as condemnation.
Sure.
They don't take conviction.
They don't know the difference.
They take it as condemning, and they just try to cover that conviction up through any way possible.
Yeah.
whether it's good or bad, right or wrong.
Correct.
You know, and they become judges.
Yes.
Yes.
When I don't judge anyone, and I don't even judge myself. Look, I'm not. I don't drink, but if I wanted a drink, I'll have a drink.
Yep. Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All things are good. Not all things are edifying, but all things are good.
But that's what sets you free. Is you're able to do it, and you choose not to. That's freedom.
And that's the knowledge of the supernatural.
Correct. Correct.
I want to emphasize that tonight, because what makes us set apart from anything else out there? The knowledge of the supernatural we're trying to bring across.
Yep.
To say you're evil or bad would be wrong.
Correct.
But to say the wicked soul that we were born in is bad is the truth.
Yep.
Correct.
For me to say you're a bad person and condemn you is wrong.
Right.
But to say the powers in that are on you that is wicked causes you to do the things that you don't want to do is right.
That's right.
That's the supernatural.
That's why we have mercy on people. We don't judge them. We look at them and we say, look, you just don't know. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. They know,
exactly
the
right. They don't understand the supernatural. And they are condemning themselves to the point where they're allowing the pressures of the powers and the principalities to destroy them and cause them to do the things that they don't want to do.
Right,
yeah. And they're allowing the guilt and shame to bury them.
That's their whole life.
And they're bringing them down to destruction.
Right. And that's their whole life. And insanity is doing the same thing. Every
over and over and
looking
over
for different results.
And looking for different, and they're not going to get them.
No,
you're going to turn everything out there, and nothing's going to help you unless you turn to the supernatural.
All they are is patterns. There is no life. You're a pattern. You do the same thing every single day in the same exact manner every single day, and you're stuck in it. You can't stop. No matter what you try, you cannot stop. And that's how you know you need this ministry. You need this help. This place will help.
It's the supernatural.
Yep.
We're going to give you the keys, spiritual keys of the supernatural understanding of grace to save your life.
Yes.
To bring you into
eternal life.
That's
right. Here on earth.
Where peace and joy and righteousness dwells.
Yes. You have a right standing with God because you're following that truth, that conviction.
Without it, you can't have it.
Right.
Without it, you know, if you want to hear about God, I just told you. Everything that I just said was all about God.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know it. The supernatural. Because God is supernatural. He's the supernatural way. He's the supernatural truth. And only you can only have salvation through that. And that's God.
I just wish that the audience could experience this trusting of God and the peace and joy that it brings. It's a feeling that you can't describe. It's bliss, and we walk in it all the time,
all day long.
And it's getting easier and easier. The more we adopt this truth, and the more we follow and apply it, your life gets easier and easier, and better, and more peaceful, and more peaceful. And I can't tell you the bliss that we walk in, and that the things that happen to us, we shouldn't be in bliss.
No.
We should be complaining, but we're not. We trust God, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love Him. So, you know,
and having the supernatural in our lives is constantly washing over our minds, subduing the wickedness that is in us that causes us to do the things that we don't want to do.
Putting the lies down.
Allows us to have self-control.
Yep. Yes. Yep.
It builds power in us to control the demons.
That's the key right there. Self-control that gives power. That's exactly right.
To control the demons
that
are out to destroy us.
Yep.
But because we know the supernatural, they have no power.
No.
They have no power.
Right.
This is why we're saying what we're saying, because we need to bring this across to the listeners. Why you? I could go to this person. I could go to that person. Well, are they telling you about the supernatural?
Correct.
Are they teaching you about powers and principalities? Are they bringing you to the revelation of the divine nature that dwells inside of us? Are they bringing you into the eternal realm? If they're not bringing you into the eternal realm, you have no salvation.
Correct.
None. With that being said, we ran out of time. Well, we'll be continuing this. We're here on Sundays.
What's our times?
We start at 10 o'clock, we have worship.
Yep.
And then 11 o'clock, we start our service.
Yep, and that's here at the barn.
Yep, and Wednesday nights, we start at 7:30, we wait you out.
Website.
Yep.
Our website is www.glorytothenations.org. And, you know, log on, hear those messages, get them inside of you. Because if you hear the truth and you receive it, it will set you free.
Amen. So with that being said, log on Wednesdays.
Yep.
And if you feel an urge to sow into this work that we're doing, there's a PayPal button. You can hit that PayPal button.
We don't get paid for this. This is all voluntary.
Yeah.
It helps to support the work of this ministry, to keep the lights on, to get the equipment, because sometimes we've got to replace equipment in here. You know, we replace the equipment on the worship team. So we're not taking salary for this. We're basically keeping the light on.
Just listen to one message and watch what happens. Listen to one. Just try one message. Pick any one you want. Doesn't matter. Go through them all and pick whatever one that sounds good to you and watch what happens to you.
Yeah.
The truth will always hit its mark.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand of praise.
Woo!
All right. That's a take.
You're not laughing. I'm just staring.
You're smiling.